Welcome to the Jungle Warfare Intro Warp Session for Old School Rave Pressure in Ableton Live 12. In this lesson, we're taking a raw sample and turning it into a pressure-filled DNB intro that feels like it belongs in a jungle set. The goal is not just to make something start the track. The goal is to create a real atmosphere, lock in the groove, and build tension before the drop even arrives. This is a beginner-friendly sampling workflow, so don't worry if you're not deep into arrangement yet. We're going to keep it practical, musical, and very usable. By the end, you'll have a short intro loop with warped sampling, chopped movement, some break texture underneath, and a bit of automation, so it feels alive. First thing, pick a sample with attitude. You want something that has a strong identity. That could be an old rave vocal, a piano stab, a horn hit, a drum break, or even a short movie quote. The best choice is usually something short, under 10 seconds, with a clear attack and a bit of texture. If it already sounds dusty, great. If it's too clean, we can dirty it up later. Drag that sample into an audio track in Ableton Live 12. Then set your project tempo to a drum and bass range, somewhere around 170 to 174 BPM. For this lesson, 172 BPM is a really solid starting point. Now let's warp it properly. Click the clip and make sure warp is turned on. This is super important because in DNB, timing has to be tight. If the sample drifts, the whole intro starts feeling shaky. Set your warp markers before you start chopping anything. That way, the timing is stable first, and the creative part becomes a lot easier. If you're working with a vocal phrase or a melodic sample, try Complex Pro Warp Mode. If it's a break or something more percussive, Beats Mode is usually the better choice. Then line up the first strong transient with bar 1 beat 1, or if it's a break, line up the first obvious kick or snare. At this stage, don't overthink it. Just get the sample locked to the grid cleanly. Next, trim the sample down into a short phrase. For this kind of intro, you usually only need 1 to 4 bars of material. Loop the section that feels strongest, then tighten the start point so it begins cleanly. If the sample sits badly with your track, use transpose to shift it. A small move like -3 to +3 semitones is often enough. If you want a darker mood, try pitching it down a little, maybe -2 to -5 semitones. But if it gets muddy, pull back and keep it closer to original pitch. The big idea here is that you do not need the whole sample. In jungle and rave pressure, a short repeated fragment can be way more powerful than a long phrase. Repetition gives it that hypnotic pull. Now let's turn it into an intro pattern. You can think of this in two easy ways. One is a repeating phrase. The sample plays straight at first, then you start changing it by muting, filtering, or shortening it. The other is a chop and dancer approach, where you slice the sample into a few pieces and create a call and response pattern. For example, you might have bar 1 play the full phrase, bar 2 repeat the final hit, bar 3 bring in a reverse tail, and bar 4 hit a filtered version with some delay. That kind of shape is great, because it creates movement without overcrowding the intro. Now add a break underneath. This is where the jungle energy really starts to show up. Drag in a drum break or a break fragment onto another audio track, and warp it using Beats Mode so the transients stay punchy. Keep it to a simple two-bar loop at first. Tuck it under the sample at a lower volume so it supports the intro rather than taking over. If the sample is fighting the drums, high-pass the sample around 120 to 200 HC with EQ8. That clears space for the break and gives the intro more definition. You want the break and the sample to work together, not step on each other. If the drums need a little extra glue, try a light glue compressor on the break bus. And if you want more weight and grit, a little drum bus can add punch without making things messy. Now shape the tone. A simple sample chain for this kind of intro could be EQ8 first, then saturator, then auto filter, then maybe echo or delay if you want space. With EQ8, cut the low end and shave off harshness if needed. A small cut somewhere, around 2.5 to 5 kHz, can calm down anything that bites too hard. Then add a little saturator drive, just enough to thicken the sample and make it feel more aggressive. After that, use auto filter to build tension. This is a really powerful move. You can start with the filter fairly closed and slowly open it over time. That gives the intro a sense of movement without changing the actual notes. If you want atmosphere, add echo or a subtle delay, but keep it controlled. We're going for pressure, not a blurry wash. Now we get to the important part, automation. This is what makes the intro feel like a real arrangement instead of just a loop. Automate the auto filter cutoff, and also automate either reverb dry slash wet or echo feedback near the end of the phrase. A good simple structure is this. The first two bars are dry and controlled, bars 3 and 4 open up a bit, Bars 5 and 6 add delay throws or reverb tails, and bars 7 and 8 remove a bit of low end and prepare the drop. That last move matters a lot. A great intro gets some of its power by taking something away right before the transition. If you leave a little space before the drop, the impact hits harder. If you want more heaviness without full drop energy, add a bass hint. Create a new MIDI track and use operator for a clean sine sub, or analog if you want a slightly dirtier low end. Keep it simple. One long note every 2 or 4 bars is enough. Make sure it stays mono and doesn't get wide stereo effects. You are not trying to introduce the full bass line yet. You're just hinting at weight. A sine style sub around 50 to 60 Hz can work well if it fits the key. If you want a little more translation on small speakers, you can duplicate it and add a tiny bit of saturation on a parallel return for harmonics. Keep it subtle. The low end should feel disciplined, not huge. Now arrange the intro like a DJ-friendly opener. A really solid beginner layout is this. The first 16 bars start with the sample and light break texture. Then the next section adds a second chop or rhythmic thuridation. After that, automate the filter opening and bring in the bass hint. Finally, strip some elements back in the last bars so you have a clean path into the drop. If you're building for mixing, 16 bars is often enough for a strong DNB intro, and 32 bars gives you more room to build tension. Think in layers of urgency. One layer carries the hook, one layer creates motion, and one layer hints at impact. That balance is what makes old-school jungle intros feel alive. A couple of pro habits will help a lot here. Keep your edits visible in arrangement view and color code the sample, break, and effects layers. That way, you can see the energy curve at a glance. Also check the intro at low volume. If it still feels clear and exciting quietly, that's usually the good sign. If it only works when loud, it may be too crowded. Watch out for a few common mistakes. One is overwarping. If the sample starts sounding metallic or smeared, you're probably stretching it too hard. Try a different warp mode or use a shorter section. Another is too much low end. If the intro has too much bass, the drop will feel weaker. Keep the intro lean and let the main low end arrive later. Another big mistake is letting the break and sample fight for space. If the snare loses punch, cut the sample lows more, lower the break a little, or leave tiny gaps so the drums can breathe. And be careful with reverb and delay. Big washes can make the intro cloudy instead of massive. Use those effects with intention, usually in the last bars only. If you want extra pressure, here are a few quick moves that work really well. Try a fake out bar right before the drop by muting the main sample for one beat or one bar, then bringing it back with a fill. That tiny hole can make the return hit much harder. You can also flip the sample order so the phrase ends differently than it started, which keeps it from feeling too predictable. You can even make two versions of the intro, one with more break energy, one with more atmosphere. That gives you options later when arranging the full tune. For a darker vibe, add a quiet reversed hit or a reverse style swell before the transition. You can also duplicate the sample and pitch one layer down a little, then blend it quietly underneath the main one for extra weight. Here's a simple practice target to keep in mind. Choose one sample, warp it to 172 BPM, trim it into a 1 or 2 bar loop, layer a break underneath, high pass the sample, add a touch of saturation, automate the filter over 4 or 8 bars, throw in one delay hit at the end, and place a sub note near the final bars. Then listen back and ask yourself one question. Does this feel like it could lead into a drop? That's the goal. Not a finished full track yet, just a strong intro idea with identity, motion, and tension. If you can build this kind of jungle warfare warp session, you're already thinking like a proper DNB producer. So lock the sample, shape the pressure, leave space for the drop, and let the intro do its job. Then when you bring in the bass line later, the track will already feel like it has a world of its own. Nice. Let's move on and make it hit.